I disagree with what Russell Wilson said. He said of this win, it doesn't mean anything. It actually means a lot to me, the way that they're playing offensively right now. They were 0-4 in the red zone, and the offense only scored 19 points. Usually, when those two things happen, it's cause for Steelers fans to panic and freak out and say, this isn't what we signed up for, this isn't good enough. 19 points, because I'm not including the punt return touchdown, and the red zone trips that ended with Chris Boswell kicks for three instead of extra points. And yet, this is as good as I felt about a Steelers offense since the Killer Bees were here. I'm pretty sold on it. And last night was an illustration of that. It was not a one-time thing against the Jets where they got lightning in a bottle. They moved the ball again, over 400 yards. So for years, I think we've lived in a place where we've talked about, does the Steelers defense suck? Is the Steelers defense flat out bad? Is the Steelers defense below average? They don't have a bad offense right now.
Wait, were you saying defense that whole time, or were you saying?
No, I meant offense. Did I say defense?
Literally every time you said, is the Steelers defense bad?
I meant offense. Yeah, I'm really off to
my takeaway from last
terrible start here.
Would you like me to take the reins for a minute or two?
Are you not even going to comment on what I said? You just going to let it go in one ear and out the other? You have no take on any of it.
Well, no, I was going to give my opening salvo, but I'll respond to yours first. It's as good as I've felt about their offense since 2018. So that would be most of the Killer Bees.
Then you're not letting 0-4 in the red zone and only 19 points.
I look at it this way. Speaking of another Killer Bee, this was a drive Killer Bee, as in Broderick Jones, a needless face mask Russell Wilson did not. It wasn't like, you couldn't forgive Jones, but you could understand if there was a pass rusher who had beaten him and was literally going to, like, knock Wilson into another planet if he just takes a penalty to keep his quarterback from getting smoked. Mm-hmm. Like, you could understand that. Needless penalty, wipes a nice pitch catch touchdown off the board. And then I feel like this happens more to the Steelers than any other team, but that might just be because I'm watching them more closely than any other team. Tell me how many times in recent NFL history you have had to delineate between the rule is both feet inbounds and not 1 foot twice. Tell me how many times that's happened in recent NFL history that you can name. I can't name another one where we saw a guy get 1 foot down twice while the other one never got to the ground. So
that was crazy. That was not a touchdown.
I quite literally would say to you, they had two touchdowns wiped off the board and lost out on what? A combined 8 points as a result. And if this is 34-18, it looks like a laugher.
So we're doing what we did after the Denver game.
Well, just hold on a second.
Right?
I'm specifically, though, rebutting what you said there. Answering what you said. You're not worried about 0-4. One, Wilson was terrific in that regard last year in Denver, so there's reason to believe that this is more of an outlier if you believe that last year was a better sample size, which it was. Two, again, I just have to say, one is a bad penalty on a guy who was mostly bad again in Broderick Jones, but did make one big, big play and big block to spring a big play yesterday. And then the other is just such a strange occurrence that I can't help but just kind of toss my hands up and say whatever. And it's much easier to say whatever about that when they rack up 26 anyway. I know 7 come from Calvin Austin. And they get 420-plus yards of offense. And this is my big takeaway. They deserve to be talked about now like a big boy team. You don't – like I was thinking about this driving down here, what you and I have done for the last couple of seasons, really the last two. And Roethlisberger, it was different because people wanted to believe that in there somewhere was still going to be the guy that he was in 2018 or really pre-injury. At the end of the day, he just wasn't. He was capable of occasionally getting red hot, but he just wasn't that quarterback anymore. He was a guy at the end of the rope.
Yep.
The last 2 years, you and I, you especially because you did with Pickett, I think, what I've done with Jones to some degree, and you put a lot of eggs in that basket, have had to try to squint in some of these games. And it made me crazy when we were doing it in the moment, and it makes me crazier now thinking about it. We would sit there and, like, look at a 14-yard pass and be like, see, now there's a sign.
Yeah.
And we would try to talk ourselves into that mattering.
Well, we are making excuses for them not scoring touchdowns because here's of penalties
why,
right now.
But here's why this is different. If I want to just ignore that whole part of yesterday's game, I can say Russell Wilson threw probably one of the 10 best passes I've seen a Steelers quarterback throw in the last 7 or 8 years to Pickens in that game for, 50 or whatever it was? 42 yards because they had him marked out. He threw... And this is the play I think we'd taken for granted, that most teams take for granted when they have really good quarterback play. The ball to Austin for a touchdown is probably in the NFL, it should be a touchdown 19 times out of 20. You should hit that play. How often did it feel like Steelers quarterbacks in recent vintage would hit it?
I didn't think that was an easy throw.
It wasn't an easy throw.
He wasn't open when he threw the ball. He threw it to a spot, and he let his wide receiver
fair
run
enough.
Under. That was from the pocket, I thought, downfield for a shorter quarterback. A really good play.
I don't know who at PFF would have graded this game. They gave him two big-time throws. I know the one to Pickens is considered one.
Yep.
I'm assuming that is the other one. But we don't have to sit there and talk about, oh, look at this little play, this little sign. He gave you real signs. He rolls out and hits Darnell Washington, who suddenly looks like an actual weapon. I know he's only targeted once, but the guy had a 29-yard catch.
Yep.
Their running game, their blocking is far from perfect still. Like, there are many things they could clean up. But they looked last night like a team. Yeah, they didn't finish a lot of the drives, and yes, that is frustrating on some level. But they move the ball very easily for the majority of that football game. And so I'm going to try to dignify that by talking about them like they are a big boy football team, because I don't have to sit here and try to extrapolate meaning like I'm at the dentist office getting a root canal out of 7-yard gains where I say, look, the quarterback showed something because he looked off a receiver and then threw a nice smart check down. Russell Wilson's playing big boy quarterback again, and it's been a long time since we've gotten to enjoy a team that looks like they have a big boy quarterback in there.
Yeah. I mean, they moved it the whole night. They scored on 6 of their 9 possessions. Very, very rarely did they look like a team that was offensively inept, or was there a series of play calls that had you scratching your head, or performance by the quarterback where you looked at it and said, what was he thinking on this play?
Name one skill player that you think didn't, when they caught the ball, do something good yesterday. Every single guy who got involved. I mean,
yeah.
The nastiest thing I could say is Scotty Miller dropped a ball that should have been caught on another just like really well-thrown deep ball.
Yeah, but he's a down-the-line guy that
he's
you're
like
not
your,
really...
He's your last guy on the list at this point. You know, here's the other thing. Before I know we have a lot on the docket today. I came out of that game, and I don't necessarily feel this way in the big picture, but if you drop somebody into that game not knowing any of the storylines around the Steelers, I doubt they would have come out of that game saying this team needs a wide receiver too, just because of the way it looked, because of what Wilson was doing.
Yeah.
I mean,
they'd say they probably need a new right tackle, and they need someone on the defensive line to help against the run is probably what they would say.
Well, the clear solution is the right tackle needs to be the left tackle, but I'm not willing to fight that battle today. If people want to call in and say Broderick Jones cost them 4 points, I'm just going to say, yes, he did. I'm very sad about it, too. But, like, I don't know. It felt like a breath of fresh air, man. It just feels like these last two games, and I was wrong. I thought they should have kept Fields in. I flip-flopped. I said Wilson was the right guy before the season. Then when he got hurt, I said Fields won me over. You can't go back to Wilson. Tomlin clearly, he's winning this one right now. He knows he's winning this one. It was a great decision. And you know what? Wilson looks like he stepped into, like, a time machine and come back out as, like, a 32-year-old in 2020. I mean, he looks like a different quarterback right now.
Yeah, he's
looks
totally
confident.
Rejuvenated.
The ball that he's throwing is a perfect-looking football. He zipped the one to Pickens. He floated the one to Austin. When he needs to put some mustard on it, he puts mustard on it, man. I mean, this was the best. 2 games into his tenure, they are getting the best possible scenario with Russell Wilson, a guy who looks like he is completely reborn, as much closer to what he was at his peak.
They look like a complete football team right now. They probably have the best special teams in the entire league. Their kicker never misses. Their punter, thank God they didn't go call Presley Harvin when Johnson got hurt, because Waitman has come in and he had a couple of big boots. The punt return for a touchdown is obviously the thing that's going to generate all the buzz, and it should, because that was probably the difference in the game, as it turned out. But every week they get a huge contribution. Danny Smith has actually reached a point where, in my opinion, he's...
We've got breaking news.
What?
Unbelievable. Deontay Johnson to the Baltimore Ravens.
Great. I'm actually happy about that. Good. They can have a guy that runs backwards and doesn't catch the ball.
I think you're going to be on an island there.
What
I don't
is
like
that? That now Chris Muller's going to say he likes the Ravens more than the Steelers because of Deontay Johnson?
No, I liked I like the Ravens more than the Steelers before that anyway, but he's better than Rashad Bateman, who was their number two.
Well, yeah, the guy dropped the ball that was thrown. Well, he fits right in with Johnson. He had one right in his – actually hit him in the helmet.
He's so wide open at midfield. Bottom line is he's an upgrade.
They needed insurance because if Flowers ever got hurt, they were going to be up.
He's an upgrade for them. That's all.
Yeah, does he play defense, though, for them? How's their defensive stats look? We want to rattle those off. That'll make Steelers fans feel better about what Baltimore just did.
I'm not in the – I think I
does
have –
does he play safety? Does
I have
he play
trepidation.
Corner for them?
Well, they have Kyle, looking? I know Kyle Hamilton dropped a game-sealing pick.
Who's suiting up a corner for them right now?
Humphrey's out. Wiggins is out. Yeah, they have defensive problems. I'm not in the mood, though, to adjudicate that right now because the Steelers are good enough to talk about them on their own terms and talk about what's good about
them.
And
look, their run defense sucked last night, and it's got to get a lot better. And that they play run defense like that against Baltimore, they will lose when they play them in a few weeks because that's one of the great run offenses in NFL history right now with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. But they still made winning plays. They still got the interception at the end of the game with Bishop. Watt made that strip sack play. Alex Highsmith probably had one of his three or four best games in a Steelers uniform against old Mother Hubbard.
You know what the pressure numbers were for them?
I think he had 12 pressures.
They had 31 as a team.
And they should have, because we talked about it before the game. The offensive tackles for the Giants were a disaster. Congratulations on Illuminor on that island, that Gilligan's Island thing he wanted to do with Watt. That ended up going nicely for him. So, yeah, I mean, they got to clean things up there. But overall, there's reason to feel good about every phase of Steelers football now. Their quarterback, their coaching, their defense, their offense.
I'll say it in these terms.
They're a total team.
I'm going to say it in these terms right now. This is how I feel about them right this second.
They don't have an obvious weakest link right now.
They still have what I think is a tougher schedule. I'm a little nervous about some Steelers fans, I think, getting out over their skis about what the second half schedule is going
to
look like.
Yeah, but they got through the first half the way that they needed to. They got to the record they needed in the first half.
I'm only adding that as an aside. We have talked about them so many times in the lowered expectations department the last couple years as, can this team win a playoff game? I don't think that's a fair conversation to have about this group. They need to win one because they haven't in a long time. I think you can start to dream a little bigger with this team. The way that their offense now looks with Russell Wilson, I think there is cause to dream a little bigger than, ooh, just win a playoff game and this would be a good season.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Think about a little bit more because what they did offensively yesterday, what they've looked like the last 2 weeks, you can afford to dream a little bit.